So first of all, I need to kind of give a definition about pasture renovation. Essentially, what was done was put slits. We put slits into a pasture system in order to increase aeration. This is normally done when you have grazed lands where there's compaction. This is one of the ways that you can kind of ameliorate the system. So you can see the renovator here on the back of the tractor is being pulled. And there's basically an axle beneath that you can kind of see. And there are these tines that are driven into the soil. And they create, and actually there's a ballast on top, and that helps to push the tines into the soil, especially if it's really dry and hard, which in some cases it is. And so basically these tines create a pocket within the soil, and that pocket is, like I said, used to improve aeration. You can see an example there. These pockets are generally somewhere on the order of about 15 centimeters deep, and the slits are about 15 centimeters in length. And you can think of it something like if you were to take maybe like a slice of pizza or a piece of pie and stick it down in these slits, that would kind of fill the slit pretty well. It's kind of a wedge shape is what it creates. Okay, so these systems are used to improve aeration, to improve forage growth, and also there's some information in the literature that in these systems they can also be used to help reduce runoff and the nutrients that are associated with that runoff, because it increases the surface area of the soil, and obviously it penetrates below that compaction layer so that those nutrients can get down within the soil. So these are the types of situations that occur in Northwest Arkansas, where you have grazed lands on hilly terrain, and a lot of the producers also have poultry production, because that's a big animal industry in Arkansas as well. And so basically the producers will take the poultry litter and apply it to their grazing lands, obviously to be able to reuse the waste and also provide some fertility to their soils. And so what we're looking at is looking at the effects that this renovation can have on runoff and the nutrients that are part of that runoff associated with the manure that's applied to these fields. So the EPA has determined that over half of the pollutants in natural water systems are caused by non-point sources, such as agricultural lands, grazing lands, things of that nature. And of course, the phosphorus is an issue because it's a problem for eutrophication. A lot of the algae are nitrogen fixing. So what they really need or crave is phosphorus. So when you add that to the system, you can have a lot of eutrophication, which obviously creates the problems that we see, like the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, as well as certain types of problems associated with drinking water, odor, taste, things of that nature. So we're essentially looking at the effect that the pasture renovation can have on reducing this type of effect from occurring. So there were basically two different studies that looked at the effect of pasture renovation in this area. The first study was in Piney Creek, and essentially both studies looked at silt loam soils, but they were just different soil series. So the first one, here we had 18 runoff plots, and they were small plots, and they were on two different silt loam soils, Pickwick and Taft. And the Pickwick series, the average slope was 8 to 9%, and for the Taft plots, they were about 4 to 5% slopes. And in this study, the cattle were prevented from entering the study site because the runoff plots were also used for harvesting the forage to determine yield. So of course, we didn't want the cattle causing issues in determining those yields. And the half of the plots were renovated, and then as far as manure applications, there was swine manure that was applied as a slurry, as well as poultry litter or else the controls. So there were three replicates for each of these different treatments, manure treatments for both non-renovated and renovated plots. And so this is just the design that was used. Essentially, the land area was renovated, and then the plots were constructed right after renovation, and then they were applied with manure. Now the second study, the Lawler's Creek study, basically this was similar. It was on a Captina silt loam. The slopes were a bit higher. They were 8 to 20% slopes. We had 16 runoff plots, but here we separated out runoff from forage plots. Okay, so the idea here is that the cattle were allowed to enter the runoff plots, so you might be able to see the effects that cattle grazing would have on these slits that were formed within the soil after they were formed. So basically, the forage plots then were the cattle were prevented from entering those once again. And there were, once again, half of the plots were renovated, and then in this case, they were applied with poultry litter or control, and these had four replicates for each of the plots. And this is the design. You can see basically the forage plots were uphill from the rainfall plots, and they were separated, and then obviously they were renovated or non-renovated and applied or not applied with poultry litter. Okay, now for the rainfall simulation, so essentially we have the plots, so then once the manure was applied, there were a series of rainfall simulations that were conducted on the plots, and the dominant grasses were tall fescue or orchard grass, and the plots, when they were constructed, were hydrologically isolated from the surrounding material, the surrounding soil. And there were runoff troughs attached for collection, and I'll show a picture of that in a second. The rainfall intensity used was 7 centimeters per hour, and some of the things that were measured were runoff volumes, dissolved reactive phosphorus, and total nitrogen loads. So this is an example of one of these small plots. You can see the borders, the metal borders to isolate the soil, and then of course the trough that fed the runoff into the bucket here for collection. So as far as the results are concerned, what you're looking at here is a percent reduction in runoff volume, and this is for three different rainfall simulation periods, 1 or 7 days after renovation, 3 months, and then about a year after renovation occurred. And this is for poultry litter only. This was the most significant changes occurred with poultry litter applications. So for the sake of brevity, I'm only going to show those. But essentially, you can see with time, they generally decreased, or the reduction became less after with time. And especially for the TAF soil, for the Captina soil, it held out a little bit longer, but then after a year, it actually ended up being a little bit higher. That's what the plus signs mean, is that the renovated plots gave a little bit more runoff than the non-renovated, but those results probably weren't significant. So then also you see with the Pickwick soil, the runoff, the reductions were they didn't vary a whole lot. And one of the reasons for this is that the Pickwick soil is a better, more well-drained soil, has better permeability characteristics. So it's possible that the renovation may not have had a big effect due to that. Okay, so now if we look at just the first rainfall simulation, because that's where we saw the most significant differences between renovated and non-renovated plots. And once again, this is for poultry litter only. If you look at the three different soils that were used, you see there's a significant difference in runoff volumes achieved with the TAF soil but not with the Captina or the Pickwick. Now, if we look at reductions in DRP loads, you see once again similar occurrences, and you see a lessening of that reduction. Essentially, this is normally what you would expect to occur because with time, whether it's cattle trampling or whether it's just the natural causes of the soil, the clay content, things like that, those holes end up closing over time. And so that's what you see for all of the soils except for Pickwick again, which once again, you know, for the reason that the renovation maybe wasn't necessary for that soil. Okay, so then once again, looking at non-renovated versus renovated for that first rainfall simulation, we see a significant reduction in DRP loads for both the Taft and the Captina soil. Once again, not for the Pickwick. And then looking at percent reduction in total nitrogen loads for the three different rainfall simulations, once again, it's the same story, a decrease or a lessening of that reduction for the Taft and Captina soils, but, well, actually, in this case, also, there was a lessening of that reduction for the Pickwick soil as well. And then for the total nitrogen loads, essentially we had the same sort of effects as we did for the dissolved reactive P. We had a significant decrease in the amount of total nitrogen loads for Taft and Captina soils, but not for the Pickwick. So basically, in conclusion, overall reductions in runoff volumes were 45% to 74% on 7 out of 8 of the renovated treatments. So now this factor includes, you know, the controls and the swine manure slurries, and then overall reductions in DRP were 22% to 88%. And then for total nitrogen loads, they were 34% to 80%. So this includes both the poultry litter and the swine manure slurries that were applied. So basically, in conclusion, it looks like pasture renovation may be a good best management practice to use. It's specifically important at a time when it needs to be, when those manures are freshly applied and there's not as great of a chance for plant uptake to occur or the nutrients to move down within the soil profile. And so lastly, I didn't really mention forage yields, but we didn't really see any significant effects in forage yields for the study. Also, in comparing the Captina soils with the Captina soil with the others, we also didn't see any major difference due to the cattle trampling the one study versus the other. They basically both had the same types of reductions, significant reductions in nutrient loads and that sort of thing. So basically with that, I'm going to conclude, and if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Sure.
Is there any effort to determine soil bulk density? Any infiltrometer measurements that would help the guides in determining whether an error ratio effort was justified?
Yeah. Well, in both of these studies, there weren't any sort of measurements like that. But that's true. That would definitely help to. Especially identify soils that may be useful, you know, there where this may be a useful tool, like the Pickwick soil. Maybe, you know, there just wasn't enough compaction, so something like that would definitely help for that sort of thing.